Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of College Hockey Talk. On today's podcast, I'm joined by sophomore on the St. Lawrence women's hockey team, Kennedy Wilson. Kennedy, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, and how's everything going?
Good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here. Everything's good. Just got back to school, so kind of settling in.
Yeah, and how was your summer, and did you do anything interesting, whether it was hockey-related or not?
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, I wasn't home this summer. I stayed on Long Island with a friend, and I got to train a lot with two different people. So that was really awesome. Got to travel a lot. So had a really good balance of hockey and travel and fun. So I had a great time this summer.
Where'd you travel to?
I traveled to a couple places, but specifically I went to Bermuda on a cruise. So that was the coolest thing. I've never been on a cruise before. Went with a great family, met a lot of great people. So that was really cool.
That's fun. I've heard of many things about Bermuda, but I've never really looked into it. But it seems like a nice spot. It's in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, right?
Yeah, I believe so. It's a really small island, really cool. So everything's like hop and a skip away, basically. But got to stay on the boat at nighttime, go out and be able to see everything, go to beaches and stuff. So really, really cool experience. I'm really happy that I got to go this summer.
Now, in regards to your training, what did you work on for the upcoming season?
Yeah, absolutely. My shot was a huge thing. Obviously, in the summer, I did a lot of off-ice shooting, and I was on ice a lot this summer. Usually when I'm home, there's not a lot of ice near me. So being able to just be on the ice and work on kind of like my explosive strides too. I know my first three strides, I had talked with my coach about a lot. So I did a lot of power skating this summer and worked on my shot a lot.
Now, I sort of want to transition and start off this podcast like I normally do, talking about the beginning of your hockey career and sort of working all the way up to where you are today. So doing research on yourself, it says that you're from Hanawha, I think that's Falls, New York. So talk about growing up there and how did you start playing hockey?
Yeah, absolutely. So Hanawha is kind of right outside Potsdam, New York. And anyone who kind of knows Clarkson, that's where Clarkson is. So I'm about 5 minutes away from Clarkson. Growing up in the North Country, right near Canada, it was kind of inevitable that I was going to play hockey. But my dad had season tickets to Clarkson men's hockey games, and I would always go and watch St. Lawrence play because that's 15 minutes away from me. So yeah, dad got me into hockey young, and I always watch college hockey because I'm kind of in a college hockey town. So that's kind of how that ended up.
And who was like your favorite player growing up? I would have to imagine it was someone on the Clarkson team.
Yeah, definitely a couple on Clarkson. I feel like now I can't say that, but furthermore, like I watched SLU a ton when I was younger, but actually I was thinking more on the USA Hockey side. We're right near Lake Placid, about an hour and a half. So my family brought me up there a lot, and Casey Bellamy doesn't play really anymore. And she was a defenseman, but I remember when I was a really little kid, she brought me to the locker room, signed some pucks for me. So it kind of just stuck with me, and I was a fan ever since, and love watching USA. So yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. UNH legend for sure. I thought she retired, but then she came back or something like that. Maybe I got that confused.
No, I think you're right. I think that was true, but I know I don't think she plays obviously anymore. I think she plays for the Boston maybe Pride nowadays. I don't know, but no, I loved her and she was always really sweet to me, my family, and like my teammates when we would go and visit her the locker room and everything like that. So it was fun.
Now, before college hockey, you played for Northwood School. How'd you get the opportunity to play there?
Yeah, so my family kind of made the decision because obviously I don't live in a huge hockey area for girls hockey. So we kind of made the decision in high school, if I wanted to make it to the next level, that we were going to pursue prep school. So in 10th grade, I went to another prep school and it just wasn't the best fit. Just not what I expected in prep school. So we kind of pursued other options. And my cousin actually went to Northwood and his coach was actually my coach at Northwood. So he transitioned to like the girls side. So my family spoke very highly of him. And as soon as he heard we were looking elsewhere, he called my family, called me, gave me a visit and just loved it so much.
And just talk about your prep school hockey experience with Northwood and what you took away from that time of your life.
Yeah, best 2 years of my life. I loved prep school hockey, specifically Northwood, really great place. Coach Gilligan made such a great experience for us. We played really high-end players, prepared me super well for college. Northwood hockey was the best. And yeah, I have nothing but great things to say about it. And I loved it.
Now, how did your experience with Northwood help prepare you for college hockey with St. Lawrence?
Yeah. So hockey wise, our coach made sure, I know you had Ella on, so I don't know if I sound like a broken record and we both are raving about Northwood, but yeah, our coach made sure we had a really tough schedule, played a lot of really great players who were already committed. So that was a great challenge for our committed and non-committed players. Furthermore, put us in position to get scouted a lot. So being able to play with, you know, girls going to play Division I hockey as well, it's the best way you can prepare is play against competition like that.
Now, what's like the best memory you have with Northwood when you look back on it now?
Yeah. So I think I have two, but we won the NAFA championship and that was my last Northwood game. So it's a lot of emotions. Couldn't have asked for a better way to kind of go out. We had never beaten Gilmore before. And so we pulled off a win in the championship. And so that was the best feeling. Our team was so happy. But also we have what we call the Northwood tournament. That would be kind of like a home weekend tournament right near our school. And it was so fun. Our whole school would come, our teachers, everything like that. And so anytime we had Northwood tournament, it was a really awesome experience. Everyone would get active. So it was fun.
Now, talk about your recruitment process with St. Lawrence and what made you want to go there versus other schools you might have looked at.
Yeah, absolutely. I know for a lot of people who are in my position, COVID year hit kind of junior year, and stereotypically that's kind of your best year to get recruited for most people in high school. So a lot of us were kind of stressed out and it was nerve-wracking in the sense that even coaches you were talking to weren't aware of their rosters because they weren't sure who was going to be a fifth year, who was coming back. So it was really iffy times. But I had a lot of great coaches reaching out to me, really awesome staffs. But as soon as Coach Wells reached out to me, I'd always kind of dreamed of going to St. Lawrence. I mean, being a local kid, and he brought me around campus and I just knew right away, people say you get a feeling, and I love the coaching staff, veteran coaching staff and the campus and everything like that. So I just knew it was the right place for me.
And as a freshman this past season, like what was like the biggest adjustment you had to make to college hockey?
Yeah, absolutely. I know a lot of people say physicality and absolutely doing that. I mean, possession of the puck is extremely difficult. Defensemen, everyone, players are so good. So, but I would say the speed mostly, and I'm not saying like north south, like getting up and down the ice. I think more so just time and space. It's really hard to make decisions coming from high school where you have a lot of time and space and more creativity, and then kind of as a wake up call when you go to college and you gotta make really fast decisions, and that was new for me. So that was a big adjustment.
And you got your first collegiate goal against Yale in late January. Talk about that goal and sort of what it meant to you, especially scoring against a really good defensive-minded team in the Bulldogs.
Yeah, absolutely. Pretty anticlimactic first collegiate goal. I had been waiting a long time that season to get it, so it was built up for a long time. Thought it was going to be pretty. It wasn't too pretty, but one of my defensemen took a slap shot from the blue line. I was kind of tied up in front of the net, and I tipped it in, and I don't know. I always pictured how my celebration was going to go. And I just started freaking out, jumping up and down. And then everyone went and celebrated with my defenseman. And I was like, oh no, this is not how I expected this. So went and celebrated with them. And she asked me, she's like, did you tip that? And I was like, yeah. And she said, get through the line. So my team was really supportive and so excited for me, but yeah, pretty anticlimactic. My parents didn't even know I tipped it. So it was really funny.
Yeah. That's tough just because like whenever you see a tip happen, it's usually like trying to make sure like where the puck hit last time so we know who scored the goal, and it's mostly like trying to figure that out, not really being as celebratory as you want it to be, but at least you got it and got that monkey off your back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now in the beginning part of your season, you guys got to go up to Lake Placid and play an in-season tournament. What was that like for you getting the chance to do that, especially since you went there a lot growing up?
Yeah, absolutely. And in my school, so that was kind of my hometown rink, obviously the Olympic Center. Oh, not my hometown, my home rink when I was at Northwood. So the Olympic Center, we never actually got to play in the 1980 rink. It was under construction when I was at Northwood. So my first time kind of playing there was with St. Lawrence, and a lot of my friends hadn't graduated yet. So I got to see so many of my teachers, my friends, got to go to Northwood, really nostalgic. And it was awesome. I love Lake Placid, feels like home.
Now, unfortunately, your season came to an end in a hard-fought series against Quinnipiac. What did you take away from your first playoff series that you think is going to be beneficial for you and your team this upcoming season? Because obviously, Quinnipiac was a top 10 ranked team, and you guys almost beat them in the first round.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, heart-wrenching. I mean, third game in overtime, it's crazy. But no, I think we're just really hungry this year. And what we're taking away from it is that obviously we need to just put pucks in the net. I don't think the game was lopsided by any means. It was just who's going to put the puck in the net first. So I think this year our team's really going to strive to kind of do that and be aggressive, and we're ready to go. So yeah, taking away from that, I think everyone's just really excited and know that we have a lot more to do this year, and we're going to go farther in ECAC. So we're excited.
And just talk a little bit more about your team's performance from your freshman year, during, from your perspective, just because obviously you guys had a below 500 record, but it seemed like it was sort of an up and down season for your team. You had some really good wins and highs, and then there was obviously some big lows as well. So like, how would you sort of take away from the performance that your team had this past season?
Yeah, I feel like that's a good way of describing it too. I felt like our team was super successful last year, just because of how hardworking we were and how supportive we were of each other. I don't think we were as consistent as we could have been, but this year, I think we're really excited for more consistency, and our coaching staff has been nothing but supportive. So I think just working hard and making sure that we kind of keep our record more steady this year, and with the talent we have coming in, with the talent returning, I think it's possible, and everyone's really excited.
And just talk about playing in the ECAC and just the competition you face each weekend, because obviously, in my opinion, it's arguably the best conference in women's college hockey, just because you have so much parity and it's very deep. And I think, like, looking at it from this upcoming season's perspective, there's like 7 or 8 teams, I would say 7 teams that have a legit chance at, you know, making the national tournament and winning the whole trophy. And I would include your team on that list. So just talk about just what it's like playing in that conference and just the teams you get to play and just the players as well.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, every weekend it's a dogfight, and to be able to be in such an amazing league, I'm incredibly humbled, and I know our team is, but I feel we are deserving of being there. And I think people have respected our name a lot, and just being able to play against such talent just puts us in a great position to work harder, to be better, to strive every weekend and never take a weekend off. But yeah, no, it's crazy playing in that league every week, every game. It's a hard fought battle. So yeah, really, really grateful to be able to play in such an amazing league.
Was there ever like a welcome to college hockey moment for you, like going up against somebody, in the ECAC?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. In a sense, maybe I would just do maybe when we play Clarkson, obviously rivals. So, and growing up here, it was really, really cool to be able to step on Slew's ice and play them, and vice versa at Chiel. And I knew a couple of those girls, obviously amazing players growing up through, and I had played with maybe a couple of them when I was really young. So just being able to play against a rival team and actually in a college sweater, which is a really cool thing.
What's it like playing at Appleton Arena? Cause I like the barn. It seems very old school.
Yeah, it's unreal. I mean, it hasn't changed much since I was younger. The facilities underneath, though, it's crazy. It's so modern, and we have amazing facilities underneath, and then we kind of have our retro arena in there. I mean, the seats obviously aren't the most comfortable, but it looks pretty cool. Our barn is sick. I would easily say I think it's one of the best barns in ECAC, if not college hockey, but I am a little biased. But no, I love Appleton. It's the best.
I've never been there before, so I don't know if I can be biased, but it looks cool on TV when I watch it. So I'll say you're right about that.
Yeah, no, I love it. It's awesome.
Now, what do you think was the biggest improvement you've made to your game so far your freshman year, and how do you hope to continue on that?
Yeah, I guess maybe just my poise with the puck. And I don't know if that just goes hand in hand with adapting the college level, but my poise with the puck for sure. When I first got there, I think just building confidence is a difficult thing, especially going from high school where you feel like you can control the puck. You feel like you're being an impact player. Getting to college, it's a different story. I remember just kind of not throwing the puck away, but not feeling confident with the puck, not really needing it on my stick. But I feel like as time went on, I was capable of kind of holding the puck and being able to make the right decisions instead of just wanting the puck off my stick. So more poise is what I think I've improved on.
Now, I think we've talked about this a little bit so far, but what are your team's goals and expectations for this upcoming season?
Yeah, I don't know about specifics, but I know we're hungry, and I know we want to go farther in ECAC, and we have a great leadership group this year, and our coaches are just so excited and supportive of us. So I think just all together, having a great team dynamic this year, and I think we will. We all love each other so much. So we're really excited to just kind of get back at it and push harder this year and make sure we're putting more pucks in the back of the net.
Now we're now in a segment I like to call the non-hockey segment, where I ask you some non-hockey questions just to get to know you a little bit more off the ice. So my first one is, what music do you like to listen to?
I'm all over the place. I really am. So love SoundCloud a ton. I've been kind of off my SoundCloud grind, though. I've been doing more country this summer, which is new for me. I feel like I used to be a bandwagon, just listen to some of the most basic, but I love country, and you know, I'll throw rap in there a little bit too, but I'm all over the board.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I have a playlist for each genre of music, so whatever mood I'm into, I go to that. But I'd say I'm the same thing with you about country. I know it's starting to get more mainstream now, but I'm definitely more of a bandwagon, like only listen to some of the top artists, not really any like indie artists that some people I know might listen to. So I'm with you on that. But do you make the warm-up mix for your team, since you're a SoundCloud person?
No, I don't. And I would really love to at some point. I feel like I'm still kind of a newbie, so I don't want to step on anyone's toes, because they make some really awesome playlists. But maybe next year, maybe I'll have some sway in that. But our media guy, he's the best. We send in a ton of songs that we maybe want in our mix this year, so he's cooking up something good. But yeah, no, maybe in the future you'll hear something, hopefully. It would be fun. I got to learn how to do it a little better, though, before I make anything.
Yeah, for sure. I will say, though, I'm happy that he posted on SoundCloud, because I'm assuming you've seen it before on there, your warm-up mix on St. Lawrence. And I always like listening to different college hockey warm-up mixes on SoundCloud. And I wish more teams would do that. So whenever that happens, I always appreciate that. So shout out to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what is your guilty pleasure TV show?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say I binge TV too much, but when I do, I really love Black Mirror. All episodes are different, so I don't have an attention span for long. And so being able to have every episode be different is good for me. I like Black Mirror a lot.
What would the perfect day look like for you?
Yeah. So I'm from the North Country, so usually we have a lot of lakes and stuff like that here. But since I've been able to travel a little bit more, I'm more thinking I'm a beach person. I was on Long Island all summer. I really love the beach. I could literally just sit at the beach all day, go in the water, and that would be a perfect day for me. So, yeah.
I'd say for me, probably just going to a hockey game. I know that's a pretty basic answer for me, but like, I think it's the best. So I'll probably go with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what is your most embarrassing hockey moment?
Oh, God. There's a lot. Oh, no, I know right now what one it is. Actually, not last year, 2 years now, at Northwood in our championship game. We skated out in between periods. They did the ice, and I went to skate to the bench and stop. We're all standing waiting for coach to talk to us or whatever. And so I'm skating, and I lost an edge completely and slammed into the boards, and the entire arena and the teams next to me saw it. So, yeah, that wasn't ideal. My jersey was soaked. The ice was wet. But, yeah, happens.
Luckily, there's no footage of it, so people can forget about it. So that's all that counts.
Yeah.
Now, who on the St. Lawrence women's hockey team has the best style besides yourself? I think it's you, obviously. We all remember the hat pick in the snow. That's probably one of the best pregame outfits of the season, in my opinion. But besides yourself, who would you say influences you a little bit, or who has the best style on the team?
Well, first of all, thank you so much. Nicest compliment. But Gabby Jones, number 20, her closet is like the most ideal thing. She has, she's the inspo to anything that I wear. So, and maybe most of what I'm wearing might be hers. I don't know, but she's awesome. She has the best closet and the best dye for sure.
Was the hat hers or yours? You can admit
it. It was mine. It was all mine. Right. We'll take care for the hat.
That's good. I feel like the hat really, I feel like hats sometimes can make or break an outfit, because sometimes it could ruin it, but also it can make it like stand out more. I'm assuming you're sort of with me on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a staple. I feel like I just bought so many hats this summer, and it's just an excuse kind of to spend money, but I love game day outfits, and I bought so many more hats, different colors. So I'm trying to wear a hat every game. So it'll be fun.
All right. Well, we need to see that for the Instagram, obviously, you know, because, you know, we do the pregame outfits of the weekend. So we want to try to get you featured as many times as possible, because that helps you become make it on the top 10 list, which I know a lot of players try to fight to be on that list. So it's very hard, yeah. But I want to see you at least make a run for that list.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll work for that this year.
Or at least someone on your team. So that's at least I'll try to campaign for that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that.
Now, what's the most interesting thing you've read or seen this week?
Seen maybe. I don't know if this goes for what you're asking maybe, but I went to the drive-in movies the other day and I saw The Little Mermaid, which was pretty cool. Went with my friends who got back from school and we all went to the drive-in and saw The Little Mermaid. So it was really good. I hadn't seen it yet.
That's good. Is it the live action one, I assume?
Pretty crazy. I don't really remember the movie much from when I was younger. So it was like really weird doing the live action one. It was cool though.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen The Little Mermaid live action or cartoon. So
what?
I was more of a Pixar kid growing up. So that's sort of what I like watching. And maybe because I was a boy too. So you don't really like watching those type of movies. So it's not as nostalgic as it might be for other people. But I've never seen it. But I do like some of the songs there for sure.
Cool. Yeah. No, I love Pixar too. Absolutely. But I can understand that The Little Mermaid wasn't your favorite movie growing up. I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah. My most interesting thing was just a documentary on Netflix about Johnny Manziel and just how crazy he was in college. I thought that was pretty interesting just because I feel like today you see like everyone like grinding and working hard and putting in the extra work to be the best selves as an athlete. And it was just crazy seeing someone who like really didn't take athletics as seriously as people do now, I feel like. And he just partied all the time, but was just super successful, and it was pretty crazy to see. But also sort of led to his downfall in the NFL. So I just thought that was a pretty interesting watch.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love documentaries too. That's really cool.
Now, last non-hockey question is, if you could have lunch with anybody in the world, who would it be and why?
Good one. I am obsessed with Noah Kahan. I don't know if you know any of his songs. Stick Seasons, I feel like, is the most popular maybe. But he is so awesome. It's so rude that I didn't get to see him this summer in concert, but he's the best. And if I could have lunch with him, I would probably pass out. I'd be okay. I would love that so much.
Yeah. I only know one of his songs, the one with Post Malone. I like it a lot, but I've never heard of any other of his music outside of that song.
Yeah, Dial Drunk. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, no, he's the best, and he's really funny. But yeah, I wanted to see him this summer, never got around to it. So hopefully he keeps going on tour.
Yeah, I get that. And it's always like, I'm always afraid that the musician will either just never come back, or you just never know. So I feel like whenever that happens, it always makes me worried a little bit, and gotta get paranoid about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's get back to some hot questions now just to end off this interview. But what advice would you give to younger players who want to pursue a career in college hockey like yourself?
Yeah, sure. I would just basically say don't stress yourself out too much. I know the recruiting process and everything is really stressful, but also don't compare yourself to other people and kind of their path, because everyone's path looked different. Obviously, I thought I was going to be committed earlier than I was, and you know, just got to keep your head cool and let yourself grow and know that when the time's right and the right program or the right staff comes along, you'll know. So just don't stress yourself out. Enjoy high school hockey and work hard, and it'll all work out. So yeah.
And what should be done to help grow women's hockey from your perspective?
Oh, I don't know. It's a good one. Probably more media coverage, I guess. Obviously, there's not a lot of revenue in women's hockey, and you can't just kind of change that overnight, but maybe more media coverage. And I mean, stuff like you're doing right now it's so awesome, and it's growing the sport and growing the attention and stuff like that. So yeah, just maybe more media.
Well, before we end this interview, Kennedy, do you have any shout outs you want to give to any of your family members or friends, and who should we have on the podcast next?
Yeah, sure. I was thinking about this one, actually. My best friend, Natalie Zarconi, she's going to Vermont this year. She went to Northwood with me, and she was a co-captain with me. We were both assistants. She's the best, and she's really awesome. So if I had to shout out someone, Natalie Zarconi, she's going to do awesome this year.
Well, I just want to say thanks so much, Kennedy, for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate your time. It means a lot to myself. I really enjoyed our conversation today, and I wish you nothing but the best stuff for the upcoming season.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
One step forward and another back. I would never try to fool ya. I'm one heartbeat away from going mad. Girl, when you look like that. Closer, closer, I'ma get closer to you. Yeah, got me, baby, got me hooked on you once again.